Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We always have hope, and we always have Jesus, and we always are reminded that we need to stay on the Jesus wagon. You know, even when we can't see it, he's working. We never lose hope. We get little reminders like that. The words of a precious child. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, help me stand. Precious Lord, those words came to my mind yesterday, and I thought, God, you're more precious than silver. But silver's not that valuable. More costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds. And we found out this week that diamonds aren't a big deal anymore. Not just because people don't always keep with them, but because a friend of ours told us that everything is going to manufactured diamonds. I said, is that Zirx? No, not Zirx or manufactured diamonds. But I read about Zirx, and Zirx are the same thing. They're just made faster, but now they've updated. Maybe they just don't call them Zirx anymore, but they're manufactured diamonds. Well, I like that idea because I can buy my wife big rocks. You know, and sometimes I think that faith is manufactured and cheapened, you know, and I don't want to be one that does that. We don't want to be one that does that with our faith. And what I was getting from the Lord is that, you know, God can, you know, people can say, well, my faith is important to me. You know, things can be important. But there's a shift that takes place when they become precious. Precious Lord. Precious Lord. We protect what's precious. We wouldn't ever want to hurt anything that's precious. Vicki got a new refrigerator, and it's not precious like Jesus, but she cleans that thing. I use it, she cleans it. I open the door, she's cleaning it. She notices any little new mark on it. She cares and takes care, and we should care and take care of our possessions. But our most precious possession is our relationship with God. It really is. And if we find ourselves excusing ourselves from that relationship because, well, God knows I'm busy, that's a good time to stop and pray. That's a good time, I don't know, sprawl out on the floor, drop down on our knees, you know. Sometimes when I'm in the midst of my reading my Bible and praying and things, it'll be at a time when some telephone Bible study that I'm going to call into. And I'll say, Lord, you understand I'm rushing here and I'm going to kind of combine things. I'm going to listen and read my Bible at the same time. And then I think, nah, I don't think so. We'll just have to extend time on one end or the other. It doesn't take long to make God feel precious. If people who read this devotion are just caused to think about precious, Lord. Is the Lord precious to me? And not just say, well, yeah, it is, and go on, but just consider it. And if we'll just consider, what do I need to change something? If we'll have the courage to pray like David did and say, search my heart, know my thoughts, perhaps we need to sectionalize that when we're going through it, you know? Lord, search my heart. Okay, you must be done now. Know my thoughts. Let's not bother with my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way. I'm not really wicked, Lord. What do you call wicked? The Lord might ask. Well, that would be a stumper. What's wicked? You know? What would count as wicked? I think I need your help, Holy Spirit, to remind me all the time, to check me. Well, you have been checking me, Holy Spirit. If you move fast, you don't notice the check. I don't know anything about hockey, but I hear them talk about body checking. And then somebody's a real good skater and they get out of the check and continue on, and maybe they score, you know. We might score at something in this life, but we might have skipped the body check to do it. We don't know. And this is not so, oh man, it isn't so we try to search our own hearts and we come up with something we can condemn ourselves for. Or we come by old memories that we've actually asked for forgiveness for, and so they're forgiven, but oh no. No. Those are gone. Old things are passed away. But it's just a consideration of, Have we made that wonderful shift to precious, Lord? We can read our Bible deeper into important without him being precious. We can give extra time without it becoming precious. We can do better than we did yesterday without him being precious. But at the same time, we can do better tomorrow because he's more precious today. As we increase his preciousness, there's a difference in important and precious. If I see little kids crossing the street, it's important to make sure they're okay, but if it's one of my little kids, that's my precious. And so while I might try to do the same thing because that one is important, it'll be something different because one is precious. If a dog is crossing the street, if a cat, yesterday, Friday night, or yesterday morning, really early, the cat wanted out. 3 o'clock, I let her out. You know, didn't really want to let her out. That's earlier than normal. And I might not have had a precious attitude toward her, actually. And I let her out, and as I closed the door, I thought, be safe, take care of yourself, because I always tell her that when I let her out, because she's precious, but this time, apparently, my attitude was a little late. And the next morning, usually when I put Mia out, by the time Mia's ready to come in, she's ready to get in too. It was cold, and she'd been out there for quite a while, and there was no Morris. And so now she was precious. And so frequently I went out, and I'm whistling, Morris! Still no Morris. And she became increasingly precious. And I was talking to God about her, and I was assuring God that I knew that He takes care of her, that He would bring her back. But I didn't quit calling because she was precious. And she came home, and I didn't let her out this morning. Now, I'm sure she'll learn something from that. No, she won't, but I just decided, you know what? She might wake me up again later. She might scratch at the door again later. But I would rather get up later to tell her no again rather than have that anxiety. But you see, there's something about when something is precious. Now, I'm not comparing Morris to God. Okay? But I should have that when it comes to God. He's precious. Precious in His sight is the death of His saints. When I was looking for a precious word, I said, that was the word that what could I do? It's what I felt like God wanted, but I thought, Lord, this doesn't really, at this point in time, this doesn't really say necessarily what I'm wanting to say. But you know, He can clarify His word. That's how precious He is. And how precious in His sight is every little bit of our dying to increase in life to Him. See, we're reasonably important to ourselves. And so when a little bit of us is willing to die because He's more precious, it's a home run. How precious is it to God when we turn our focus from what's important, and He has no problem with us having important things in our life. But there needs to be that separation into Him precious, and precious is way up here above important. And yet how often could we be found guilty of choosing important over precious? Well, the Lord knows. Yes, the Lord knows. He does. But do we know what Him being precious does in comparison to the little things that are important? And everything compared to God is a little thing. You know, I know that Morris is a little thing. But God knows that she's important. And so, is it possible that sometimes, like when she's not come back after the third time I've called, that God becomes more precious? Oh Lord, I cry unto Thee with my voice, and you hear me out of your holy hill. Is Morris back yet? God gets elevated sometimes as we become a little more desperate. But maybe we wouldn't become more desperate if he just maintained his spot. Precious Lord. Precious Lord. Now, I know that Precious Lord was sung probably before Elvis sang it. But Elvis sang Precious Lord. Take my hand. And I liked Elvis. I knew Vicki jumped right up on that. Yeah. She was just about up in the mosh pit there thinking. You know. Yeah. Precious Lord. There's just something that feels good about Precious Lord. I'd much rather, when you have that feeling of that preciousness, then you're not forced to say, well, Lord, you know I love you. When he's precious, we know that he knows we love him. And he knows what it's like, that precious thing, you see, because he decided we were precious. And because we were precious, he turned his precious over to something that I know that God is, he just is. And I know that he never second guesses or never second thinks, but I think in the midst of that, you know, we have those thoughts sometimes of what was I thinking? Jesus even asked him, you know, he basically said, what were we thinking? Let's find a different way. But we were too precious. And we were precious enough that he gave his precious. So that whoever believed in his precious might have eternal life. So that his precious might become our precious. So that he is more important to us than anything else, everything else. So that important is put in its proper perspective and precious. Precious. Precious is more than I try to read my Bible once in a while. Precious is more than, well, I go to church. Well, most of the time, unless there's something important, more important, you know. Now, I will grant you, there can be things that are more important than going into church, but there's not something more important than Precious Lord. And I know that you can drive down the road and worship, because I'll do it today, back and forth the pier. I'll drive down the road worshiping and pray. Sometimes it's amazing that I can sing by the time I get to jail, because I've sung all the way to jail. And I'm still singing as I wander through Walmart, and I'm still singing as I come home. I mean, I can worship that whole time from like 15 minutes to 12 until 4:30 in the afternoon, or 5:30 by the time I get home. I can be having such a time with Precious. And I'm just too worn out to treat precious the way I should. You know, because she better be precious, because precious says she is. But do you know what I mean? We can do it absolutely right and right and right and right, and then boom. Well, that doesn't mean that we're lost. Because what happens when precious, when precious Lord is precious Lord, we're quick to correct. We're quick to bounce off the rumble strip back onto the King's Highway. We're quick to turn and to return because he's precious. But if he's not precious, our ability to rationalize is magnified. Our excuses, well, God knows. If we've got to say God knows, we know that we need to switch to precious. We need to be able to just do that. It's not difficult if we think about it. The thing is I looked in my whatever that is. It's something. It's an app. But anyway, I checked. I always check before I title the devotions, because if I use the same title again, it becomes confusing even to the computer. And it will try to get me to delete something because I've already used that title. So I always check. And as I checked, I realized that I was going to be able to use this title. But in 1,768 entries onto the computer, I have never used precious Lord. And that's like 25 years, I think, we've had the website or something like that. And I said to myself, how did they go this long without precious Lord? You see, he has feelings. And he's good and he's perfect and nothing ever bothers him. But I think that there are things that inspire him. Choose who you're going to serve. I guess I'll choose precious. Precious Lord. You know, he gives us opportunities. Big things, little things, all kinds of things. We've probably made those choices, and we're good sometimes and we miss it sometimes. But I think that if we consciously make him precious Lord. Precious Lord. Precious. Because you see, we are precious in his sight. And he gave precious to give us an opportunity. And wow, wow, wow. I've never seen anything like what he saw happen to Jesus. So, I think, you know, we have opportunities to shift gears. We have opportunities. I pray that considering precious will be a help. To me, I know it will. To you. You're more than important, God. You're more than my Savior. Because there's a lot of people that think they're saved, it's not a big deal. It's the truth. And the only reason that it can't be a big deal is because we haven't known Him as precious. There's something about precious. You have anything other than God that you can, you know, correlate that to? I mean, because we have things in our lives that are, my wife is precious to me. My grandchildren are precious to me. Morris is precious to me. Now, I don't worship any of them, but let's be honest here. You got things. Okay? Don't look at me like you don't know. You got precious things, and that's okay. But the most precious must be the most precious. And the only way that that happens is if we consider it. If we consider it. Lord, Lord, I don't know. I'd like to think that you've been precious to me for 40 years. But maybe you've just been important. Well, that changed. That changes. Precious Lord. Precious Lord, you just moved up in my understanding, way up far enough that there's a vast distinction between important and even precious and precious Lord. Lead on, O King Eternal. Show us your ways and teach us our paths. And bless every single person here and every person that ever hears this. God bless America. God save America. God save those people that not only don't see you as precious, they don't see you as important, that they mock you. Let the eyes of their understanding be opened, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are precious. In Jesus' name, amen.